up and all cry out the same message and get it across to the rest of the public. Can you imagine if the entire public had the same state of mind relative to the income taxes that this particular group has, that you have? Do you think that they could get away with it any longer? No. They would have to call out the army to come take your money and your neighbor's money. If everybody in this country knew, and how long does it take if we're all over this country, how long does it take us to tell them? Not very long. But you do have to keep telling them. You didn't believe it the first time you heard it. Neither did I. And you have to keep telling them, and you have to keep telling them that the law doesn't allow them to take this money, and they're using it to buy our state legislatures to bribe them to not listen to us and to listen instead to a bureaucrat setting conditions for grants in Washington, D.C. You have to stand up and be counted. You have to get on some vehicle so that you can drive around town and scream this message out to your neighbors. And the best vehicle right now that I know of is this coalition of the various groups at truthattack.org. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Chris in New Mexico, and we'll continue on with the program then. But in the meantime, just stay with the Live Free Zone here at RBN.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. Support the Republic Trading Group. You're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Back at the top of the second hour of this, the Live Free Zone. This is Tyler, and we've been talking about the new campaign that has just launched called the Truth Attack. It says, give the IRS a truth attack. Well, they've been needing that for a long time. These guys are the spoiled brats of the spoiled brats, and it's time that somebody call them to account. It's time for somebody, and that somebody is every single one of us. Any one of us that stands back and allows us to continue whenever we have a means, such as this campaign, to bring the truth to the American public and to let them see that they have been robbed, that they have been the victims of theft, deception, extortion for generations now, sucking up the fruits of their labor, taking their God-given right to an ability and a talent to work and to prosper. All without even so much as the authority of an unconstitutional law. This isn't a question of whether it was constitutional or not. There is no law. And it's high time that everybody stood up and said, there is no law. And that the truthattack.org is the beginning. I predict that this, a year from now, the truthattack.org will have a huge presence, will be a huge website, will cover more areas than this particular issue alone. But you have to start with the first step. The longest journey begins with one small step, and this one is a perfect step, because this strikes at the enabling money that has enabled the federal government. Chris in New Mexico. Did you have the patience to wait and stay with me?
Yes, sir, Tom, I sure did.
Well, I appreciate that, and I apologize for you to hang on there so long. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and we got a break coming up in just a year, so if you would hold me over, I would certainly appreciate it.
I will certainly do that. You must listen to this thing pretty regularly to know that there's a break shortly after the top.
You betcha. I'm watching the clock.
All right. And what you got on? You mind?
Well, we've danced all the way around the circle through John and through Rita and a whole bunch of others. Hi, guys. And we're back to the beginning. And so if you would, let's play prosecutor and witness, okay, or defendant. If you
will. Which one do I get to be?
You get to be the defendant.
Okay.
Okay. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
With a footnote.
With a footnote. Okay.
I have a trial coming up here on July the 9th, and I'm going to be sitting in this particular position that you're placing me, and I'm not going to tip my hand.
Well, okay, but here's something for you to chase down before you get to that point, and it's a pretty important one. You're right, there is no law, but it's inferred. So let's put you on.
Okay, let's back you up right there. Let's back you up right there. Now the witness got you he's got you.
Okay.
All right. The Supreme Court repeatedly held, and almost I know of absolutely no state jurisdiction. It's always going to be an exception somewhere, so you can catch me on that. But I know of no state jurisdiction that would ever ascribe to the statutory construction principle that a tax can be inferred. Each and every tax law.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that the tax was inferred.
No, you're saying that the liability for the tax is inferred.
Well, okay, let's put you on the stand. First of all, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. And do you have a Social Security number?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then you just walk into it. You stepped in the great big pile, and then you drug it all in.
Well, let me ask you a question in my turn.
Okay.
If that's the case, then why is it that whenever defendants in cases such as mine have been on the stand, that they haven't been confronted with the fact that they have a Social Security number as being dispositive of their case?
Because it's a presumption.
No, it's not a presumption. You can't presume something. It's either there or it's
sure
not.
Sure you can. Sure you can.
We talked about this. Did you catch the show last week when Larry Beecraft was on?
Only part of it.
Okay. Well, you missed this part. We talked about that particular point. And here's basically what it shakes down, Chris. You have certain inalienable rights. Now, the key word in that is inalienable. You cannot give them away. You cannot sell them. You cannot sacrifice them.
But you
cannot
can voluntarily give them up.
You can waive them, but you cannot give them away. But the waiver is always revocable at will. The waiver of that right consists not in giving it up. You always have it. The waiver is only a decision on your part not to exercise it. And you can exercise it and call it in at any time.
That's right, but you have to be smart enough to say so up front.
But you do not, by having a Social Security number, you do not give up. You do not lose. You do not forfeit, waive, assign, sell, convey, or deliver. Not one single shred of your fundamental rights. Not one.
I
understand that, and that's just one of those things that we'll just have to disagree on. But that's that's a subject we covered last week. The fact that there's a Social Security number, the fact that there is a Social Security Act, there has nothing to do with the income tax, nothing whatsoever.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, I'm afraid it is. And you've got the income tax; it has to stand on its own. It has to stand on its own. And even if you have a basis for arguing that a liability was intended or inferred, it can have no legal application because that type of construction is not permitted in Texas. The Supreme Court and all the other courts have held, and without exception that I know of, every tax law must be construed strictly. Now, strict construction means that you read it literally. And whatever it doesn't say, it doesn't say. And you cannot expand it. They go a step farther, which is really just a further definition of construction. And they make it clear time and time and time and time again that in no case can it be expanded or extended through inference or implication. There is no such thing as an implicit liability for a tax. There is no such thing as an inferred. And even if you took your belief that whenever you take a Social Security number and opt into a Ponzi scheme, that by being a victim of that, you make it okay for you to be a victim of some other taking that is authorized either by the Constitution or by a statute, that's an awfully far stretch, Ray. I mean, that's just too far, Chris. That's way too far. It won't stretch that far.
Well, okay. Let me say this then. Okay. According to their rules and. Now, let's see. Let's go ahead and go through the break. And
well, I think that, if that's the extent of the cross-examination is on the Social Security, I think, what we'll do is I'll see you on the backside, Chris. But let's come up with something a little better than that. Okay?
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of the income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back up here. We've got Chris we're talking to. He's from New Mexico. And, Chris, have you got anything better in your cross-examination personal besides the fact that there's a Social Security Act up there?
Well, it's more the it's the language that's used therein. But let's go back even further because it goes back to 1871. Okay.
Well, in 1871, we didn't have a Social Security Act.
Well, that's true.
And in 1871, that the law was, you know, not even a twinkle in Congress's eye.
What they did was they said, okay, we can create a corporation, and it's called the United States, and the Supreme Court has said...
Okay, well, oh, man, you really missed the program last week. You missed the whole thing. Or you missed the best parts. That 1871 act that created a corporate municipal corporation for the District of Columbia was repealed a few years later.
Yes.
You might want to check on that.
Damage was done.
Damage wasn't done, and it was like you, whatever you do, you can undo. They have legislative, you got to remember, they have exclusive legislative authority. When I say they, I'm talking about Congress, has exclusive legislative authority over the District of Columbia. It is just as in some areas of regulation within the states, as in they, you know, stated in the Supreme Court stated in Farrington v. U.S. Or Farrington rather be it versus Tennessee. If there are areas where it is old, as though the union were not, did not even exist. Well, in D.C. it is though the states don't exist. It is purely a federal area.
Yeah,
so they incorporated a municipality.
Right.
Big deal. It doesn't mean anything, Chris. And it certainly doesn't mean that a Social Security number is destructive of all of the constitutional rights that you have, or the fundamental rights that you have.
That's right. But it's up to the individual to understand what they've done with the word art. And that's really the bottom line here. It's word art. They created this corporation called the United States, and then they created state top of states called the State of California, the State of New Mexico, rather than simply California or New Mexico. Okay? And when you start using the word art, I mean, you're a lawyer, Tom. You know these things.
I'm a wordsmith, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, now, but the state of, a name, the law is very clear. And no matter what you name something, it's what it is that counts. I mean, the law is very clear on that. It has been.
Certainly.
There isn't a single... So the name, and don't start on capital letters now.
I don't bother to go there, but
no, we don't eat that, Elmer, and, you know, you'd have to fold up some tinfoil. But this idea of an incorporated, a municipal corporation having been formed in 1871, and then the subsequent states introduced after that, and what they were named or how they were listed in the law has absolutely no impact because names don't matter. Now, when you get down to it, every state that comes into the union on equal footing with all of the other states. And that's part of the problem that we have is that they don't believe, they don't feel like they do. They feel that this problem started long before 1871. Originally, we had 13 colonies. Well, 14 counting Vermont, I believe. And they came in knowing that they were full sovereigns. But none have come in that don't owe their existence, they feel, to the United States government since then. And that's part of the problem. Well, have a good day, Chris. And we'll catch you later on. And we'll be back here in a few minutes at the Live Free Zone.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down by the political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be harmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. The web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Zone. I'm Tom Cryer. We're talking about taxes and the absence of taxes, actually, I guess, is what we're talking about today. The fact that there is no law that makes the average American liable for the income tax. Once you get past that, what inquiries do you really need to know? How much do we have to know about the law to know that it's not there? If it isn't there, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, you don't owe the tax. It's that simple. But if you don't pay the tax and if you don't file the returns, they're going to come for you. So what do you have to do? You have to stop them from doing that. How do you do that? You call them on their lie. You call them on the lie and you show the truth. Once you've done that, then they're powerless. They can't go out and spread the lie. But it's a lie, the power of a lie is in its belief by those to whom it is told. A lie, I can stand on the corner and I can tell a lie all day long, and if nobody believes it, I haven't harmed anybody. I can slander you all day long. I can defile your name. I can defame you in any way, shape, or form that I want, and if nobody believes it, you are unharmed. But as long as there are people that are believing this big lie, then that's where we are having, you know, that's where the damage is, because people believe it. People are afraid to stand up, and that's understandable. But if we all stand up at the same time, what can they do? If we all tell everyone at the same time, what can they do to prevent us? They can't stop it, and they can't refute it because it's true. There is no law making the average American liable for an income tax. And you know, we can get into the whys and the wherefores. Now, whenever somebody is a victim, when somebody has been victimized, it's a little difficult to accept that. And whatever we, and I think if there's anything that all of us can agree on, and every court here has alluded to it today, that the federal government does not protect or respect our rights as free individuals, as people. not and preserve and protect and respect and honor the freedom that is guaranteed us in the Constitution? Now, we already had that freedom. Let me clarify something on that so that we understand. Our freedoms don't come from the Constitution. Our freedoms come from our Creator. We had this discussion last week. The gentleman was just elated because he had the right answer. It is that our freedoms are inborn. We are born with the right to be treated equally before the law. We are born with the right to pursue happiness and enjoy the benefit of liberty. And those fundamental rights are owed to no one but our Creator. We don't owe the federal government that, so we don't owe them a tribute for that. We owe them support for their supporting and providing our protection. But part of our protection that they have to provide is the protection and the preservation of our personal fundamental rights. And when they're not doing that, it's time to call them task on it. It's also easy to try to find some explanation for wrongdoing. You've seen it often. A tragedy occurs, and of course, the first thing that we want to do is we want to find out that it was somebody's fault. Because if a tragedy could befall somebody else without somebody messing up or somebody causing it, then we could be equally subject to such tragedy. It's just a natural self-defense mechanism. So we look for fault. It also helps us to vent against somebody. So we feel that now justice has been done. A bad thing happened, but it was avenged. We've punished somebody for that having happened now, so justice has been served. We want things to fit in nice and neat. We want things to be explainable. And as a result, you end up looking for, when you see the government totally disrespecting you, showing you absolutely nothing but contempt, no respect whatsoever, showing your rights, your freedoms, to have no value to them. It's human nature for us to go looking for an explanation for that. And so whenever you have folks that come up with these notions that, well, that it makes sense if we gave up our rights by enrolling in a Ponzi scheme. It makes sense if we allowed our rights to be taken away from us because some Social Security Act or some municipal corporation was created. If it helps us to make sense of our world, then it's easy for us to adopt it. And what I want to do today is challenge each of us, not just you but me too, because I'm as human as anybody else, and I probably have done the same thing a few times. But to take a new look at the world every morning. You know, we laugh at the guy who wakes up in a new world every day. But, you know, we do too. And we need to take a hard look. Be objective about these things. Look at where things are supposed to be. Where are they? And then put them back in place. And one of the things that we need to put back in its place is the government. And we'll talk about that more on the Live Free Zone. If you want to be on the program, 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There's one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription. That's a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter, for example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, and 11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tests, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. And we're talking about getting standing up, demanding that the government get back in its box. And again, there's no better place to start that than by putting them back on a $1,500 or 1,500 calorie diet that they were intended to. You know, the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution. They put several restrictions on the taxing authority of the federal government. Now these guys knew. I mean, you know, they were not dumb. So when you go back and you look, as I have done, their personal writings, and you look at the debates that were held during the Constitutional Convention and James Madison's notes on the convention, and he kept very, very detailed notes, and he could give you a good idea of some of the push and the shove and the thinking and the rethinking that went into putting this document together. And then you would take a further look at their take on this by reading the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. And you see some of the, you realize, you can help but realize that these guys really did put a great deal of thought into this. And neither side of the issue of ratification of the Constitution doubted for a minute that the minute, the second that we injected power into the veins of this new creation, the federal government, that it was going to immediately become a power-crazed maniac. It knew that it would be addicted to the power that was injected into it the minute that it happened. And it knew that we had to put restrictions, we had to put restraints, we had to put limitations on it, or it would tear loose and slip its chains and run over the states, which was the last thing in the world that any of the states or any of the people intended. And if you look at that Constitution, you'll see where it's carefully drafted, where the federal government was never intended to govern the people of the United States. The people of the United States were to govern themselves through their own state governments. The states were to be free and independent, just as they were declared in the Declaration of Independence. Incidentally, the Declaration of Independence did not declare the United States to be a free country. Go back and read that document. When they were talking about the United States, they were talking about the states which were reunited in purpose. not the United States of America, a country. And whatever it concluded, it said that we therefore declare these United Colonies free and independent states. You had 13 countries. You didn't have 13 subdivisions. You had 13 different countries. And people back then all considered themselves Americans, but they first considered themselves to be Virginians or South Carolinians or Georgians. They were members of their state. They were citizens of their respective states. So when they put the chains on this rascal, the argument wasn't whether or not they needed to put their limitations. The argument was whether the limitations were enough. So you've got limitations that were put not only on what powers they could exercise, but limitations on how they could tax. Not just on what, but how they could tax. And that limitations were, those limitations were basically these. That they could pass taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. But if they passed a direct tax, such as a capitation tax, and a property tax is also a direct tax, that it would have to be through apportionment to the states. That the indirect taxes, which were the referred to in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, are indirect taxes. And it puts a restriction on those two. It says that if you pass an indirect tax, it has to be uniform. Now, why is that an important limitation? Uniform meaning not necessarily the same for everyone, but the same for each state. In other words, you can't vary between states. You can vary on a graduated scale and say, well, the excise tax on a sale for $100 will be 1%. A sale of $1,000, we're going to impose a higher percentage. Not talking about that kind of uniformity. But it is talking about uniformity among the states. Now, those two limitations mean that the states will be treated equally. It also means that those taxes that are excise taxes are all voluntary in nature. In this sense, that no matter what they put an excise tax on, assuming it's within the subject of, or subject within the definition of an excise tax, within the scope of that taxing authority, no matter what you put it on, we can decide whether or not to engage in that activity or to consume or purchase that product. If we do not want to pay a tax on beer, we can simply not drink beer or brew our own beer. In which case, we wouldn't have to pay the tax. So who has the last word on whether or not an excise or indirect tax is paid? You do. And so they allowed Congress to impose taxes where you would have the final word, where you would either incur it or not incur it by your own choice. Now, whenever you impose a tax on something that you have no choice in the matter, then that is not an excise. That is a direct tax because it becomes mandatory. An excise is always voluntary. A direct tax is always mandatory. So if they were to tax you for breathing, as one example I like to use, then although we have, I recall one recent president that claimed that he could abstain from inhaling, I don't know anybody who can abstain from breathing. That would be a direct tax. It wouldn't be a tax even though it was on an activity. It would be on a tax of staying alive, of continuing to take in another breath. And that wouldn't really be a capitation tax. You have to look at what the effect of the tax is, what is really being taxed. And in that case, they can't send you the bill. They have to send the bill to the state. And that bill has to be only that state's proportional share of it, regardless of how much breathing is going on and going on. It all has to do with population and apportionment by population among the states. Limitations made it tough for the federal government to get an excess of money. And if time of war or disaster occurred and additional funds were needed, the direct tax allowed the government to do that. But they had to go to the states. Now, can you imagine the federal government now asking the states for anything? Telling the states we need money from you? that would be a step down, wouldn't it? The fact is that these people, these federals, the government, the federal government, is the creature of the states. They are the state's creature. The states and the people created that federal government. It owes its existence to the states. It should also owe homage to them. And it definitely should respect their sovereignty, because the states are truer sovereigns than the federal government is itself. Federal government was limited in its intent. It was born limited. It wasn't limited later on by the people putting straps or belts on it. It was born limited. And it outgrew its britches because it was able to get on greater than a 1,500-calorie diet. That 1,500-calorie diet went out the window whenever the IRS started to apply the income tax to the working man. Whenever they tapped into your labor, when they tapped into that resource and they got it directly from you, they did not go to the state and say, hey, we want to tap in to your resources, including your citizens' labor, and here's the bill for it. They didn't go to that state. They didn't go that route. They didn't apportion it among the states. They came directly to you, and they're reaching directly into your pocket. And directly into your pocket, without your consent, without your deciding, yes, I guess I'll work for a living. Do you work for a living because of a choice? Or do you work for a living because you've got responsibilities to make, to keep, that you have to put a roof over your family's head, that you have to provide an education for that child? Do you call that voluntary? I don't think so. The alternative is for you to have to scrape by and exist through any means that you can just happen upon, find a place that resembles shelter, beg food and sustenance and clothing from others. Is that a genuine choice? I don't think so. And if it's not a choice, it's a direct tax. If it's a direct tax, what do we have to do? We have to send the bill to the state, not to you. And that's why it is so important that we get this squared back away, that we put the government back on its 1,500-calorie diet. There is plenty of money for the government to perform its intended role from other sources that it has. And looking at the liability provisions, or the absence of it, the Internal Revenue, in the Internal Revenue Code, with respect to the income tax, I looked at other laws to say, okay, well, maybe this is the way that they do this or whatnot. You know, it struck me as awfully odd. And I've drafted laws, I've drafted bills, I helped draft a Louisiana state constitution back in 73. So I know a little bit about drafting. And I've never seen anything like this. So I looked at some of the other laws that are on the books in the tax code, and they're federal, they're not state, so I'm comparing apples to apples. But in all of these other laws, they specifically state all three of the elements of the tax. The first is the subject of the tax. What are they going to tax? The second is the amount of the tax. And the third is who is liable for that tax. Who has a legal duty to pony that money up and deliver it over to the government? And whenever you look at all of the other laws, you not only realize that this is an anomaly, this is a departure from the norm, you realize, too, we got an awful lot of taxes out there. I mean, these guys have got taxes that you wouldn't believe, that you probably never heard of. You know, they have retail excise taxes on luxury passenger automobiles. Well, it specifies, and by statute, exactly who's liable for that particular tax. And it even goes so far as to say who is secondarily liable for the tax. And if that person that's liable doesn't pay it, then this other person has to. Same thing with excise tax on heavy trucks and trailers. Automotive parts, whoever puts a part on is liable for that tax. Has to pay it. Manufacturers liable on manufacturers' excise tax on automotive and related items. Tax on special manufacturing, on wagering. Anybody who is, you know, in the wagering business is responsible, but it describes specifically who is liable for that tax. Occupational tax on wagering. That's a couple more. Tax on use of certain vehicles. It describes in there exactly what they mean by certain vehicles, but it also specifies a new owner is liable for the tax. The tax on petroleum, exactly who is liable for that and who has to pay it. A tax on certain chemicals. Miscellaneous excise tax. If you have a miscellaneum, I guess then you may have a liability for an excise, but it says that the employer is liable for the miscellaneum. The qualified pension, on railroad retirement, the tax on, let's see, we've got some better ones down here. But every one of these things, the spilled spirits and wines, I've got one that is just a real lulu. And it, but it, whether it's imported, wines, gallonage taxes, exactly who is liable for that? And they even have an excise on failure to provide sufficient notice on something or other. You know, it's wild, incredible. But they all have a specific provision that sets out exactly who is liable for the tax. Why doesn't the income tax have that? Why isn't it there? Why don't we have a provision that says, you know, that the employee is liable for paying taxes on his wages? It's not there. Why doesn't it say that anybody who makes income is liable for the taxes on that income? Not there. And if it doesn't say it, it ain't so, because that's what strict construction of tax laws is all about. The problem that you run into is getting people to understand this, is it's hard to prove a negative. So you have to prove a negative by showing that nobody can refute the negative. And that's one of the things I like about this particular, this truth attack campaign that all of the groups have gotten together and are carrying on. These guys have really got it together. One of the things that they have listed, I've been going through the website, and one of the things on there is that they talk about what truth troopers can do, but one of the best things is what it tells them to begin with not to do. It tells them, don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't give the IRS any excuse to make you out to be a criminal. And so that, stay safe, stay in the crowd, stay in the numbers. Now, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443, and we've got time probably for one, maybe two callers toward the end of the hour, but I didn't want to cover all of that here on the Live Free Zone.
Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
And coming into the stretch here on the Life Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer. We've been talking about the movement that is now afoot, finally, for years. Individuals who are in the know and smart enough and well-read enough to know that that the income tax is a huge fraud, as to 99% of us, and that the Internal Revenue Service is collecting taxes without lawful authority and daring us to do anything about it. And we've been talking about that for years, and we've been complaining about it for years. And finally, it looks like somebody's going to do something here. TheTruthAttack.org is where you need to go and take a look at that. Enlist in this today. Get this. I'm looking right now at the comeback kit. It spells out everything you need to know, exactly how to write your congressman. It's got sample letters in here. It has detailed instructions on how to approach your neighbors and your family and your co-workers with the truth. Detailed instructions on writing emails to Congress. There's a link on getting your congressman and your two senators' addresses and emails. Everything that you need, all the tools that you need, and there's a lot more that's under construction, and it's how to organize and conduct demonstrations, how to assemble yourselves into a group and working organization, exactly how to conduct and carry on free seminars where you can show people the truth, and when people see the truth, they know it. and especially whenever the lie is digging into their billfold and making their family do without those things that all of us work so hard to provide. It sets out exactly what to do with those who are difficult and not willing to believe the truth and how they can prove it to themselves. This truthattack.org, it's a terrific thing to see happening. It's way, way overdue, and if it isn't done now, it isn't going to be done. So get on that site, get yourself logged on to the campaign, and get to work. I'm working on it right now. I've already started. And now, to bring those of you up to date on my case, Thursday, we were in court, and I entered a not guilty plea to the new charges that they've tacked on. And we've got a new trial date of July 9 here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And naturally, that would be a good place for us to use as a venue to help spread the word, because that will be the issue, is what is the law, what is truth? Do I owe a tax? Do I owe them a return? Based on what authority? By what right does the government, by what right does its Internal Revenue Service demand that you and I disclose our personal information and assess ourselves with a tax that takes a part of our property? Now, a state government taxing your property, that's a whole other issue, but the federal government cannot tax your property, and your labor is exactly that. It's exempt from federal taxation. And there's just not any question about that issue. And join us again next week, and we'll pick this back up, and I'll have a little bit more information for you on the current case as well here on the Life Free Zone. Have a great week. This is Tom Cryer.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or